The Tzatziki Thief. Myron is the most famous detective in Greece. He has a curly mustache and a long nose. His office is in a building in downtown Athens. Myron's nephew is named Nomiki. He is 12 years old. He is from the United States. He wants to be a great detective like Myron someday. The telephone rings. Myron picks it up. "Hello," he says. He hears the voice of the police chief. "Myron, please come to the Acropolis Museum right away," the police chief says. "The Moschophorus is missing. We think a thief must have it." "Don't worry, chief," Myron says. "I'm on my way." "Nomiki, get ready," Myron says. "We have to find the Moschophorus." "What's the Moschophorus?" Nomiki asks. "It's a statue of a man and a calf," Myron says. "It's 2,500 years old. It's one of the most famous statues in Greece." "Let's go," Nomiki says. Myron and Nomiki rush to the Acropolis Museum. The Acropolis is on top of a hill. Myron and Nomiki climb the hill. Nomiki notices a delicious smell. "Yum," he says. "The smell must be coming from that restaurant," Myron says. He points at a small restaurant across the street. A sign in the window says, "The Tzatziki Palace." "What's tzatziki?" Nomiki asks. "It's a Greek dip made out of yogurt, cucumbers, and lots of garlic," Myron says. "People eat it with pita bread." "Let's go get some right now," Nomiki says. "No, Nomiki, we don't have time," Myron says. "We have to find the Moschophorus. Let's get going." Myron and Nomiki enter the Acropolis Museum. "Thank you very much for coming so quickly," the police chief says. He leads them to an empty room. He points to a tall pedestal. "The Moschophorus is kept on that pedestal," he says. "Now it's gone." "Hey, it smells like tzatziki in here," Nomiki says. Myron examines the pedestal. "This pedestal is tall," he says. "A short person couldn't reach so high." He finds a long black hair. "This hair is very long," he says. "Men do not usually have such long hair. The thief must be a tall woman with long black hair." "Genius," the police chief says. Myron examines the floor. He finds some drops of tzatziki. "This explains the smell," he says. "The thief likes tzatziki." Myron turns to the police chief. "Get on the radio," he says. "Alert every officer in Athens. The thief is a tall woman. She has long black hair. She likes to eat tzatziki." "Let's go to the tzatziki restaurant," Nomiki says. "Maybe the thief is there right now." "Nomiki, that is a fantastic idea," Myron says. "Now you are thinking like a detective. I can tell that you will become a great detective someday." Myron, Nomiki, and the police chief rush to the Tzatziki Palace. On their way, they look for the thief. Nomiki sees a tall girl. She has curly blonde hair. She is eating a sandwich. "That's not her," Myron says. The police chief sees a short woman. She has black hair. She is eating an apple. "That's not her either," Myron says. "Keep looking." Myron, Nomiki, and the police chief arrive at the Tzatziki Palace. There is a very strong smell of tzatziki in the air. "Wow, this place smells great," Nomiki says. "I'm getting really hungry." "Let's have lunch here," Myron says. "I'm hungry." "That sounds great," The police chief says, I'm hungry too. They sit down at a table and look at the menu. A waiter comes to the table. He is very short, totally bald, and has a long black beard. He is riding a unicycle. He rides up to the table. Good afternoon, gentlemen, the waiter says. May I take your order? 3 orders of tzatziki with pita bread, please, Myron says. Coming right up, the waiter says. Excuse me, Nomiki says. Why are you riding a unicycle? Are you in the circus? The waiter smiles. This unicycle makes me taller, he says. I am too short to see above the tables. I have another question, Myron says. We're looking for a tall woman. She has long black hair. She likes to eat tzatziki. Sound familiar? The waiter frowns. I'm sorry, he says. I can't help you. He rides his unicycle back to the kitchen. 5 minutes later, he brings the tzatziki and pita bread. The food is delicious. Yum, Nomiki says. I love tzatziki. Let's get out of here, Myron says. We have to find the Mosca Forest. Let's search the entire city of Athens. We must find the thief. The Mosca Forest is out there somewhere. We have to find it as soon as possible. Let's go. They search all of Athens. Nomiki sees a tall girl. She has curly red hair. She is eating grapes. That's not her, Myron says. The police chief sees a short woman. She has long black hair. She is eating a banana. That's not her either, Myron says. Keep looking. We have to find her. After 6 hours of searching, Myron is almost ready to give up. Let's go home and go to sleep, the police chief says. Suddenly, Myron has a great idea. No, he says. We must go back to the tzatziki restaurant right away. Myron, Nomiki, and the police chief hurry back to the tzatziki palace. They arrive at the restaurant. They see the waiter. He is leaving the restaurant. He is riding his unicycle. He is carrying a big bag. Stop, thief! Myron yells. The waiter rides away. The police chief runs and catches him. He opens the bag. He looks inside. He is very happy. The waiter has the Mosca Forest, the police chief says. How can he be the thief? Nomiki asks. He doesn't have long black hair. Correct, Myron replies. But he has a long black beard. But he's too short, Nomiki says. Correct, Myron replies. But the unicycle makes him tall. Genius, the police chief says. Myron, Nomiki, and the police chief take the waiter to jail. Say hello to your new home, Myron says. The police chief offers to take Myron and Nomiki out for dinner. What do you want? The police chief asks. You can have anything. I know, Nomiki says. Let's get some more tzatziki. Tzatziki recipe. Ingredients. 1.5 cup of plain yogurt. 2 cucumbers. 4 to 6 cloves of crushed garlic. 3 to 4 drops of olive oil. A spoonful of vinegar. Salt. Instructions. Cut the cucumbers into little pieces. Sprinkle slightly with salt, then add the garlic, vinegar, yogurt, and olive oil. Mix well. Enjoy!